In terms of the resettlement process, that we were talking to the relatives all the way through. We used to have monthly relatives meetings. I would have been sort of at the start of those sort of monthly meetings, I would have been a ward manager at that time. Then I became a senior nurse, and then I got given resettlement as a project. So I would be the one holding the meetings with the relatives, and they were extremely highly charged, as you can imagine. And I actually used to attend with my boss, because you could never go on your own. They would be fairly aggressive meetings. And you know, understandably, people were upset, anxious and worried, and didn't want this to happen. But we were saying, well, it has to. So I have to say that my relationship with the relatives is very different from somebody who's a manager that has never worked with their loved ones. Most of the relatives knew me as a student nurse, a staff nurse, a ward manager, and actually knew that I knew their relative, their loved one. They trusted that I would not harm them. And so I think me taking that role on actually was very beneficial, because they actually did trust that I wouldn't do anything to harm people, because they knew me and they'd known me for a lot of years. So I think I had something over the other managers that had tried before, because I actually knew their loved ones. I could talk about their loved ones in terms that that meant I knew them. So that sort of stood me in better stead, I suppose. So people weren't quite as aggressive with me as they were with other managers. But so we used to have monthly meetings with them, and obviously there would be individual meetings with the relatives as well. And so it wouldn't just be a group meeting. There would be individual meetings with the relatives as well to introduce it all.